Titus chapter 3. Remind them to be subject to princedoms and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready for every good work, to speak evil about no man, to not be brawlers but gentle, showing all meekness to all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in hatred and envy, hateful and hating each other. But after the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness that we've done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, that he gave to us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by his grace, we'd be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I want you to affirm constantly, so that those who believed in God would be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable to men. But avoid foolish questions and genealogies and contentions and strivings regarding the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. Reject a man that embraces bad teachings after the first and second scoldings, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sins, being condemned from himself. When I shall send Artemas to you, or Tychicus, be diligent to come to me at Nicopolis, for I've decided to spend the winter there. Bring Zenas the lawyer and Apollos on their journey diligently, so that nothing is lacking to them. And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, so that they aren't unfruitful. All that are with me greet you. Greet those who love us in the faith. Grace be with you all. Amen.